John Vincent Atanasoff's father, Ivan, was born in 1876 in the midst of a period of climaxing political unrest. His parents were landed peasants in the Bulgarian village of Boitsik, about 80 miles from the Black Sea and perhaps halfway between Istanbul and Sofia. The Ottoman Empire was breaking up. Serbia had won independence in 1830 and Greece in 1832. Revolutionary agitation in Bulgaria, which intensified in the 1870s, culminated in the April Uprising of 1876, in which bands of Christian resistance fighters attacked Ottoman government offices and police enclaves. The attacks were followed by a campaign of reprisal on the part of the Ottoman government. Ivan's father, Atanas, and his mother, Yana, were forced to flee their village, Atanas carrying the baby Ivan in his arms. In the course of the melee, Yana was knocked unconscious, and Atanas was shot in the back. The bullet killed Atanas and creased the baby's scalp as it exited through his father's chest. But Ivan and Yana survived. Though American translator Eugene Schuller estimated from his own observations at the time that 15,000 Bulgarians were killed, and 5 monasteries and 58 villages, including Boitsik, were destroyed in these attacks. The revolution was put down for the time being, and the Ottoman response was widely publicized and deplored. And then, in mid-1877, Russia attacked the Ottoman Empire in the Balkans with the express purpose of liberating the Balkan Christian states and regaining access to the Black Sea that Russia had lost in the Crimean War. The conflict was short. The autonomy of Bulgaria was recognized in the Treaty of San Stefano, signed on March 3, 1878. Among the Russian cheerleaders for the war were Ivan Turgenev, who thought Bulgaria should be liberated, and Fyodor Dostoevsky, who hoped to unite all Eastern Orthodox churches under the Russian Church. Yana subsequently married a local cattle breeder who could afford to educate little Ivan, while her brother made contact with American missionaries who helped him get to America. When this uncle returned on a visit to Bulgaria in the late 1880s, young Ivan, now 13, decided to go back to America with him. Yana financed the trip by selling a piece of land that Atanas had left her. At Ellis Island, Ivan Atanasoff's name was changed to John Atanasoff. Although he had a bit of money, it was only enough to rent a room in New York City so that he could work at a series of menial restaurant and handyman jobs while he improved his English. Life was difficult, and jobs were scarce, though he did manage to keep a chicken in his room for a while. A charitable local minister he met through his uncle found him a place as a student at the prestigious Petty School in Hightstown, New Jersey, not far from Princeton, where he worked hard and did well. But upon graduation, his education at first seemed to be of little use. His uncle had returned to Bulgaria, and there were no more family funds forthcoming. He was homeless for a while, working temporary jobs. But then he related his tale to a Baptist minister named Cook, who encouraged him to seek the aid of various local congregations. Once he had accumulated $200 in savings and gifts, Pastor Cook helped him find a spot at Colgate, at that time a Baptist-affiliated college. At Colgate, John met the sister of 2 brothers who were fellow students, a girl named Iva Purdy, a descendant of early settlers in Connecticut and generations of farmers in upstate New York. Iva, herself a high school graduate with a talent for mathematics, was teaching in a nearby school. After courting Iva, John married her at Christmas 1900 and then graduated from Colgate the following June. John Vincent was born on October 4, 1903. Although John had taken his degree in philosophy, he found work in industrial engineering at the Edison Power Plant in Orange, New Jersey. When work at the plant, possibly chemicals used in the manufacture of light bulbs, seemed to be adversely affecting his health, he moved on to the power plant in Utica, New York, then to the Delaware, Lackawanna, and Western Railroad electrical plant in Hoboken, New Jersey. At night, he took correspondence courses in electrical engineering. 4 children had been born by the time John Vincent was 9, 2 who lived, and 2 who died in infancy. John and Iva came to feel that the family was not thriving because, in addition to John's own respiratory problems, the children were suffering repeated bouts of illness. They decided to move to the newly founded town of Brewster, Florida, on the West Coast, some 30 miles as the crow flies, southeast of Tampa, where American Cyanamid was in the process of exploiting local phosphate deposits. John got a good job, and the children's health improved. John Vincent attended school at the local two-room schoolhouse. Iva Atanasoff gave her oldest child considerable freedom, both of action and of thought, in part because other children were born in Florida. Eventually there were 7, and she oversaw a large garden in addition to the household. But Iva also retained her interest in intellectual pursuits. According to family stories, she liked to sit in her rocking chair and read, while John and his younger brothers and sisters played about her. By the time young John got to school, he already knew how to read and calculate, and at first he was a difficult pupil. He was used to following his own agenda.